Welcome to Federal Insights for February, part of the Digital Modernization Series discussing automation, sponsored by GDIT.
As federal agencies pursue the task of modernizing their information technology, many are offloading common applications in favor of shared services. That means shared services providers have to keep up to date, too. For an update on one provider's modernizing activities, I spoke with the Deputy IT Project Manager in the Shared Services Center at NASA, Pinar Moore.
NASA Shared Services was established approximately 15 years ago to be able to offer centralized services for NASA in general, for the entire agency, through a consolidation effort. So we have about 11 centers across the nation, primary centers. We have a lot more than that. And everybody was doing their own human resources on travel processing. They were doing their own financial management. So basically, they decided it would be more efficient if they put all those services together and centralize them. And since every service they offered was redundant across the agency. So they chose Mississippi Stennis Space Center to stand up this organization. So basically, it provides services such as human resources, procurement, financial management, training, enterprise service desk, customer contact center, digital imaging, to name the few.
So then you have a major information technology infrastructure of your own to be able to support these services.
Correct. And every center has that, but they are usually managed with centralized contracts. And so what one center receives as a service in general in terms of networks or other types of IT support, it's handled across the agency. But we primarily provide the enterprise service desk and contact center services, and we operate as tier 0 and tier 1. And then if it's necessary, we can escalate those incidents and service requests for fulfillment and resolution to other tier 2 desks around the nation.
Sure.
They're all located in different areas, yes.
And then there is also a financial services available to the other agencies?
Correct. And we operate, at times we have representatives at each center, and or they send their work or requests to us here at Stennis Space Center.
Maybe give us a quick description of the extent of the IT and the infrastructure that you operate.
So I am involved as a service office, a part of our service office. I'm involved pretty much in everything that's being offered across the agency. And the infrastructure includes pretty much everything. We have three major contracts fulfilling all the majority of the requirements in terms of delivery of the networks and delivery of the hardware and software on all the application requirements across the networks and storage solutions, etc. These are all handled throughout the agency, but we collaborate in today's world. So we have people all over the USA, per se, supporting all these activities.
Sure. And are you on a modernization drive, or is this something that's continually done?
Yes, this is in our culture. And we have, as far as NASA is concerned, we have a very limited budget. As a matter of fact, the most budget, annual budget we were approved by the Congress was, I believe the amount was like $23 billion for the annual spending. So that kind of makes everything a little difficult in terms of budgeting aspect. that we have to be very careful with how we spend and what we spend. And it hasn't been even approved yet. But we don't get that much money to be able to do the things that we would like to do. Because of that, we're extremely careful and in the spending on the certain technologies. We want to enable our users to be able to do the best they can and give them, provide them the right tools so that they can perform their duties. So modernization actually saves us a lot of time and effort and money. We are looking at new tools, new services offered across the agency, such as smart anything, Wi-Fi anywhere, laptops versus desktops, Bluetooth video capabilities, apps for our phones, small mobile devices, faster network capabilities, storage solutions, and this list goes on and on. And if you stick with the legacy systems, that makes it a little difficult because it requires a lot of maintenance expenses, and it may not meet today's security requirements. So it kind of limits us in what we can do with the small budget we get.
Sure. So what is your approach to setting up the priorities so that you spend your money in such a way as to get the most bang for the buck?
We follow basically the industry standard approaches out there. And in the context of IT, we have continuous improvement programs and listen to our customers. We listen to our customer relationship managers and subject matter experts. We investigate all the network and infrastructure problems, hardware, software, and IT services, incident data to see what is working and what's not working for us. And we start asking other types of questions, like, why do we need to modernize? What types of problems are we trying to resolve? How will this change deliver value to our customers? What are their expectations? Do they have the right skills to adapt? Will it require a culture change? How is our current architecture? Can it be simplified? Can we make it more secure, robust, flexible, or accessible? Is there any opportunities to consolidate same and similar services? What are our unique capabilities? How will modernization enhance these capabilities? Is there better and cheaper alternatives to currently what we have? Will the changes create unmanageable risks? How do we migrate? What are the critical steps? How do we realign resources to meet the demand and for transformation? Do we have the right skills, most importantly? Can we deliver quickly? How should we partner? Who should we partner with? Can we trust them? What types of new policies, agreements, contracts, and contract modifications do we need? How much can we invest? So every 2 to 3 years, we get together, establish a special project teams like we're doing right now, and look at all the opportunities to modernize. And once we get the answers to these questions, we start working, basically. So what we do is we build business cases and we start planning, strategizing, investing, acquiring, and start the transformation. And we, as far as the tools are concerned, we primarily utilize the most current information technology infrastructure library, which is, in other words, is ITIL methodology.
ITIL, sure, yeah, huh?
And we heavily depend on information technology service management, ITSM tools. And those powerful ITSM tools actually contain algorithms similar to artificial intelligence to help us analyze, organize, track, and measure data to help us make better decisions in real time and solve problems. We have change management boards, and enterprise integration boards, service offices, project teams, program managers, special tiger teams, highly skilled engineers and cybersecurity teams to staff all this.
Pinar Moore is Deputy IT Project Manager in the Shared Services Center at NASA. We'll return with more of the interview after this short break. I'm Tom Temin.
We depend on IT every day to connect. This requires technology and practices that are constantly evolving to overcome changing demands. General Dynamics Information Technology accelerates the modernization of legacy IT environments and deploys advanced digital ecosystems, automation, managed services, software-defined networking, 5G IT infrastructure. GDIT modernizes the entire IT enterprise to power agency missions. GDIT, accelerate the power of modernization. Learn more at federalnewsnetwork.com, search digital modernization.
Welcome back to our interview with Pinar Moore, Deputy IT Project Manager in the Shared Services Center at NASA. Our topic is modernization. With all these pieces and moving parts, what about the vendors? What does NASA do versus what the vendors do? You mentioned you have a series of contracts for hardware, networks, software hosting, and so on.
Yes. So what we do is every so often we'll put out the contracts to be fulfilled. And the nice thing about it is for years, government has been having really hard time writing good contracts. But at NASA, we really revamped our process writing contracts, and we've been doing a whole lot better job today. So when we put all that out, we do put out all the criteria, and we also built in some flexibilities among that what can be achieved. So we're not locking ourselves in with certain expectations per se. So when there's new technology is available, they can help us to get it. So yes, we do have our majority of support staff is service providers. And we also are very good acquiring small businesses in the process. Even if we grant these contracts to major companies, we have a requirement that I believe is about up to 30% they need to subcontract to these small business owners.
Sure.
So there's a huge push in actually giving everybody as equal chance to provide us what we need.
And as part of the modernization and also conformance to what you say are very tight budgets, is automation part of the whole plan here? And how do you choose what to automate, and give us maybe some examples of things you've automated to save money, to get better service, and, you know, to keep within those constraints that you have?
Yes. So in 2017, around this time, we wrote after looking around, looking for new opportunities for business offerings from NASA Shared Services, we explored RPA, robotic process automation. Instance. So in the process, we had to build a business case, and then we establish a pilot program to see if it can be done. Considering what all the functionals in our agency to be able to support their processes, it actually sounded really good for us to be able to utilize first. So with that in mind, our pilot went very successful. After that, we decided to automate some of our processes. And we frequently utilize to be able to increase the productivity. We did utilize quite a bit of the Lean Six Sigma. And we really streamlined our processes so that we could handle all the delivery times in an efficient way for these requirements and all the services that we do provide, like in HR and financial management and procurement, etc. And we looked at primarily our mature processes, which are they're streamlined and simple, straightforward. We took a shot at it pretty much, and it turned out to be very successful in terms of saving time.
Well, can you give us an example of what process was robotically automated?
Well, we started out as simple as for a bot to open up an email and look and see if it contained the attachment we required. And if it had the attachment that we required, it kind of took that email and put it in a special folder. And then if the email did not contain the attachment that was required, it sent a message back to the customer saying that, hey, we need this. Could you please attach and resend it? And the employee who needed to process that request, all had to do is go into that particular folder without wasting any time looking at all the other emails and started doing the process work. That was our number one. And this was a partial process improvement because with RPA, you can also take parts of the entire process and automate only those. And then it would be like having a little personal assistant in the workplace and helping you out with those tedious work.
Pinar Moore is Deputy IT Project Manager in the Shared Services Center at NASA. We'll return with the third and final segment of this interview after a short break. I'm Tom Temin.
We depend on IT every day to connect. This requires technology and practices that are constantly evolving to overcome changing demands. General Dynamics Information Technology accelerates the modernization of legacy IT environments and deploys advanced digital ecosystems, automation, managed services, software-defined networking, 5G IT infrastructure. GDIT modernizes the entire IT enterprise to power agency missions. GDIT, accelerate the power of modernization. Learn more at federalnewsnetwork.com, search digital modernization.
Welcome back to the third and final segment of our interview with Pinar Moore, Deputy IT Project Manager in the Shared Services Center at NASA. Our topic is modernization. What about in the service desk and help desk area? What are you doing there to keep that contemporary?
Right now, currently, we're looking at the chatbot opportunities, and our ITSM tool that providing all the services with our modernization efforts, we're exploring that. Our biggest call volume comes from password changes and resets, and this is about a third of calls we receive at the NSS, and it takes quite a bit of time. We have to reset passwords, ask all the questions, etc. So we figured perhaps for that, only for that reason, we can utilize a chatbot in terms of asking this initial question, set of questions, and then agent can pick up and do all the necessary work to be able to reset that password. And there are other things that we could automate and the bots could handle them, like some of the common questions that the customers ask us. It could provide them all the knowledge articles to read through or just talk it through, and so that people can get what they're looking for in terms of answers to their questions, resolution to their problems, and et cetera. And it would save a lot of time.
Sure. Are there commercial products that do this, or is this something that has to be maybe custom programmed for the NASA situation?
Right now, the tool we're utilizing has that module, and we're in the process of upgrading. It's going to add more additional enhancements. So in the industry, there's already pre-built bots that do some of the basic functions. It's already there. So when you receive the bot, you can enhance it by adding additional functionality. And so we're yet to see what's coming on the pipeline. And as a matter of fact, in a couple months, we will be upgrading our software. And we will look at and see what's out there. And then if it's necessary, we will tweak it to meet our needs. And a couple years ago, when we were exploring, it wasn't there yet. And we really don't want to put out a really annoying bot per se.
Right. Yeah, the users wouldn't like that very much. And the other question is that everybody talks about, besides robotic process automation, is artificial intelligence. Is that something that you think about, that you're bringing in, and how might that apply to the shared services operations?
Yes. So as far as artificial intelligence is concerned, it is one of our key elements of our strategy, which includes digital transformation and application of machine learning and artificial intelligence. As you know, AI is transforming our world. It's getting better and cheaper. In the past, we really couldn't have the opportunity due to budget constraints. So now it's starting to become more and more affordable. So AI can be used to optimize all the business processes to increase efficiency and productivity. It can be utilized to educate the workforce, track their progress, and personalize their training, what would be very beneficial to NASA. It can be used to assist with solving problems and better decision-making. Better yet, it can resolve majority of our problems. It can be used to provide safer and more secure environments. It can help with reducing stress and better our health. At NASA, one of the big things are the employees' well-being. They value that a lot. Also, the machine learning capable chatbots, like I mentioned, can be a great addition to our service desk to assist customers. And also our agents with various types of IT problems. And so the bottom line, AI will allow current and future employees to use their talents in more innovative ways. The other day I read that artificial intelligence will probably within the next 3 to 5 years is going to eliminate about 7 million jobs alone. However, they're talking about that it will enable brand new 7.2 million jobs. So there's definitely, there's going to be a shift in how we do business going forward with the help of artificial intelligence. So it is a big deal.
Pinar Moore is Deputy IT Project Manager in the Shared Services Center at NASA. To hear this interview again or to share it with colleagues, please visit federalnewsnetwork.com and search Insights. I'm Tom Temin.
Thank you for listening to Federal Insights for February, part of the Digital Modernization Series discussing automation, sponsored by GDIT on Federal News Network.
We depend on IT every day to connect. This requires technology and practices that are constantly evolving to overcome changing demands. General Dynamics Information Technology accelerates the modernization of legacy IT environments and deploys advanced digital ecosystems, automation, managed services, software-defined networking, 5G IT infrastructure. GDIT modernizes the entire IT enterprise to power agency missions. GDIT, accelerate the power of modernization. Learn more at federalnewsnetwork.com, search digital modernization.
We don't want you on our team. You're too slow and fat.
This is weight bias.
I'm worried about your weight.
Don't you care what other people think?
Millions who live and are affected by obesity face weight bias every day.
You're not the right fit for this job.
Unfair judgment by others.
Just stop eating so much and exercise some. You lose all this weight.
These people often blame themselves.
It's just me. Nobody likes me.
I do exercise and eat right. And I talk to my doctor.
Weight bias hurts.
Everyone deserves to be treated with dignity and respect.
Your words and actions matter.
Let's stop weight bias.
Let's work together.
Be part of the solution. Go to stopweightbias.com and learn more. A public service message from Obesity Action Coalition.